This episode is brought to you by New Balance. You don't have to be an elite athlete when you pound the pavement. Whether you've run 5 marathons or you only run when necessary, whether you're chased by bears, zombies, monsters, the apocalypse is coming. But New Balance will have you covered regardless. Whether you need shoes for comfort, stability, or race day speed, they've got you covered. Because the only right way to run is your way. New Balance. Run your way. Visit newbalance.com/running to learn more.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Listeners, and welcome to Go, My Favorite Sports Team, the podcast where we cover everything about sports from the personal to the impersonal. I'm your co-host, Markiplier, here to talk to you about nothing, because I don't know anything about this, but who is talking to you about something is Tyler.
Yes, it is I, master of balls and holes himself. But today, it's a new year. It's a new us. It's the 2024 and a vibrant future to be had. Even though we're currently recording this in 2023, but still new year, new us.
Don't reveal the secrets. It's the future.
Yeah, it's the future. The future is now, and now, and now.
Well, and then, and next. The future is next, and next, and next. Yeah, there we go.
But I figured since this is the first episode in the new year, we could actually have a primer on the sport in which led us to first meeting.
Uh-huh.
Wrestling.
Oh, that one. Yes.
But real wrestling, not pro wrestling. Not.
I was going to say something about that because you seem to be of the mind that wrestling, professional wrestling, as it's called, is not a real sport.
There is a version of professional wrestling, like Olympic wrestling, that's a sport because some Olympic athletes are professionals in that regard. But pro wrestling like WWE or Raw or stuff like that is entertainment. That doesn't take away from the athleticism of the performers, but they are essentially stunt performers doing a dance in a ring for entertainment purposes.
Doing a dance.
It's a routine.
You've boiled it all down to doing a dance. Now, I'm saying that some of these professional wrestlers are very elegant, but to say they're just doing a little jig.
They're doing high-flying stunts.
So it's like a circus. You're calling them clowns.
Cirque du Soleil is extremely athletic. We've talked about that.
He didn't deny it. He didn't deny it, everybody.
Listen, I hate clowns. Maybe that's why I don't like professional wrestling.
Wow, so he does think they're clowns. You heard it here, everybody. Can't believe it. Oh, well.
Anyway, Mark, we met because of wrestling.
Yes.
When we were wee little lads in fourth grade, what do you remember of wrestling?
Wrestling is, all I remember is that it was way too hot in that room. Like, way too warm. Not hot like, wow, hot, but it's warm. They kept that room sweltering. It was sweaty, just disgusting. The mats were basically sopping afterwards. It was awful.
Well, I mean, they got mopped with bleach afterwards because ringworm and all the other stuff.
Quote unquote bleach. I don't know that they didn't just take the mop bucket and they were using the same exact water that was in there every other time. How do you know? I didn't mop it.
The seniors did.
Yeah, I didn't wrestle as a senior. No, I didn't mop it. You think the seniors at the end of their high school career, you know, who are just so ready to be done with that, you think that they're going to put in any extra effort? Or is it a secret where they get to being a senior and then suddenly they discover, oh, no one else has ever cleaned this? Well, we're not going to give those stupid freshmen a clean experience. We're going to let them wallow in their own filth.
See, I feel like that's not the case because they also want to not get ringworm and not
not get, what is it, impetigo? What the other one was?
And guess what? We still got ringworm.
We did, but it could have been from other stuff, so.
Unlikely. What other stuff?
Other mats? We wrestled on other people's mats, too. That's knows? True.
Those other high schools were disgusting compared to the standards of Milford High School.
Yeah, we were so highbrow. Not at all. Not at all.
Better than Goshen. We can all agree on that. Everyone can agree on that.
Or Glen Estee.
I don't even think about Glen Estee, so.
I think Glen Estee was actually a good one, but.
I don't even know if it exists.
It does. It does. But anyway, we wrestled.
We wrestled. Yes, we did.
But the version that we wrestled is called folk style wrestling, which is not in the Olympics. It is at the college level.
Folk style?
Yeah. It's called folk style. And there's a varying rules in folk style. But before we get into the styles of wrestling, which we're going to cover, which is actually Greco-Roman and freestyle wrestling, which I did one summer between freshman and sophomore year. There was like a camp for it, Olympic style wrestling. So I've done this to a degree. But
good. Before we get into it, I kind of want to add on a little thing to the primer here where I Google real quick sport controversy, and I look in the news tab and I just see what's going on in the world of wrestling so people can be up to date at the same time so people know where it is.
I like this idea.
Top Indian wrestler quits after Federation elects ally of controversial former chief. I don't know what any of that means.
What?
So apparently, I don't know, there was some former chief of some commission for wrestling, and then an Indian wrestler quit after the Federation elected an ally of the controversial former chief. This is someone taking a stand. This is the only Indian woman wrestler ever to win an Olympic medal, said she will quit the sport in protest after the country's wrestling federation elected controversial an ally of the controversial former chief.
Well, in other news, as of yesterday, wrestling is now a sport for everyone at Albany High, basically recognizing female athletes and student athletes for tearing up the mat. So they have opened the doors for female wrestling, and the female wrestlers have excelled. So now they're announcing that wrestling is for everyone in a grand gesture. But I've always felt like wrestling has been allowed for everyone. There's just been...
Is it like a creation of like, you know, a women's team, or is it just like... Because, yeah, I know that wrestling, you know, girls were totally allowed to wrestle. It just was like a kind of, it was kind of ostracizing because it was usually only like one or two.
Yeah. Throughout like all of the tournaments we've been to, there were like one or two or three. But apparently Albany High is now one of 20 schools in Section 2 with a girls varsity wrestling.
There we go. Yeah. So it is our own team. That's cool.
Yeah. Two girls apparently competed on the boys varsity team and excelled. And so there are now 7 student athletes on the first girls team.
Nice.
Huge W. So you had controversy. I had good news.
Yeah, that's it. That's all we got.
All right. Well, I'm going to paint a picture now. What is wrestling? What is it? It's a face-off between two individuals on a mat with one smaller circle and one bigger circle. The referee blows the whistle and they engage.
Like next to it, the side-by-side circles?
Co-centric. Is that what the
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay. Co-centric circles. Got it.
Yeah, yeah. So circle and then a bigger circle. And they engage in contests at the beginning and inside the inner circle. They're wrestling. They're gripping each other's arms, throwing each other, trying to take the other one down to the mat and pin them on their back. You need to have strength. You need to understand the weaknesses of your opponent. You need to be able to take advantage of them. There is no striking, only grabbing, throwing, and tackling. Those are the things you can do.
There's a little striking.
Well,
there's a little bit of bah, 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 bah. How hard can you punch with your elbow?
Crossface.
Yeah, they call it a crossface. It's literally just hit with the inside of your elbow.
Yeah, as long as you don't swing back, it's legal.
Mm-hmm. But you can bend your arm and then whoop-ah,
yeah,
as much as you want.
So a good practicing technique is taking one of those like tennis balls and just bouncing it off the inside of your elbow. Just like, but it's all about attacking. It's all about defending with sprawling out on the mat, keeping them from turning you over, fighting for position and control, escaping and countering, standing up and falling down. You score by controlling your opponent and forcing them to do what they don't want to do. It's a mental game and a physical game.
I don't like it. Back, change.
It's a, you score by putting the person on the ground and you're on top of them.
Change.
You score by throwing the person onto the mat and controlling them on the mat so both of their shoulder blades touch the mat.
Okay, that's okay.
Okay, okay, okay. And you can win by having both shoulder blades touch, and that's called a pin. But you got to know your opponent. You got to anticipate their moves. You got to have strength. You got to have flexibility. You got to have technique. You have to have body control and being able to shift and throw.
Change.
You have to have legs of steel and guns ablazing so that you can really launch them.
Change.
Yeah, you got to just be a wrestler and wear the tights and throw people around like a madman or woman.
Okay.
But yeah, that's a basic overview of wrestling. It's a battle of strategy, power, control, and strength.
That sounds cool. Thank you, everybody, for listening for the Wrestling Primer.
There's more.
Oh, okay. All right. I know I joke about this every week, but I'm pretty sure next thing you're going to say something about the Romans.
No.
Oh, okay.
First, we got to talk about how wrestling is a combat sport, a battle, almost a war. People have been wrestling for thousands of years, so far back that it was both in the ancient Olympic Games and currently continues in the modern Olympic Games. While the bouts are individual classes between one wrestler and opponent, wrestlers are considered a part of a team. I consider it an individual sport because the way that you score points is by your wrestler on your team doing well in their contest 1v1, and then the team is virtual. They just get random points. There's no actual teamwork or anything involved. You just practice with them and stuff like that, but that's normal.
Yeah, I never understood the team side of things because it always seemed that there was a winner and then a second and third place. But why was he even a team thing? Just for high schoolers to feel better about themselves? So even if they suck, they could be part of the winning team?
It's just like, do you have the best individual wrestlers on your team? That's ultimately what it is, because there's no teamwork aspect of it. The only thing that your fellow wrestlers would do, we'd be on the side of the mat yelling like, get up!
Oasis! Oh, Oasis!
Yeah. In an international wrestling tournament, teams will enter one wrestler in each weight class and score points based on the individual's wrestler's performance. So really, it's individual performance.
Right.
And so first place receives 10 points, and all the way down to 10th place receiving 1 point. It's just 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. So that's how they score points. It's just a virtual team, as the competition is individual versus individual, and the team gets points based off of their individuals in each weight class's performance.
Nice.
There are several styles of wrestling. Like I said, we did folk style. The two ones that are featured in the Olympics and many international.
It's exactly what it sounds like, everybody. There were banjos ablazing.
And hoedowns of glory.
There were so many hoedowns.
But Greco-Roman and freestyle are the two styles featured in the Olympics and in many international tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
The version we played is very commonplace in the U.S. from youth to college level.
Well, there you have it.
Now it's time for the history of wrestling.
Is it the Romans?
Well, it dates back to ancient Sumer as early as 5000 BCE.
And what's Sumer backwards?
Remus.
Oh, okay. All right. I can't spell. I was just hoping. I was guessing.
But there's archaeological evidence that wrestling took place in ancient Egypt around 3000 BCE. And there are written records of the ancient Greeks adding wrestling as a sport in 708 BCE Olympics.
Wow.
But you would think it's the Romans because it's named Greco-Roman wrestling, right?
So is that not a thing? Because I'm like, that seems like what it would be. But why would that not be that?
No, it is a style of wrestling that became popular throughout Europe in the 1700s and 1800s, though it was more commonly known as French wrestling or flat hand wrestling.
Hey, flat hand.
I got it.
Yeah. Not allowed to do any of this. No, those curly hands in there.
No grabbing with your fingers.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Never mind then. You got club foot wrestling. You got flat hand wrestling. You got concave any ass wrestling for those who have an inverted ass. You got thighs up high wrestling. I don't need to explain that one.
Thigh high wrestling?
No, thighs up high. Very different.
Do you have to have like a really small torso for that?
No. It's just where you have this weird condition where your thighs actually are above your ears at all times. You kind of walk like a frog, you know?
I feel like we made a spore monster out of that years and years ago.
Oh, I have no recollection of that. Surely that doesn't exist.
Well, Gene Zabrakken.
Uh-huh. We all know that man.
Yeah, soldier from Napoleon's army who traveled around Europe to wrestle at fairs and festivals.
Oh, was he invited or did he just go?
I guess he just went. I think, you know, he was like, as Napoleon took over places, he's like, I'm going to wrestle you.
Not only did we kill all of your people, I'm going to wrestle the survivors.
I'll show you how brilliant Napoleon is because I'm brilliant. I represent the team and will score more points than all of your leftover villagers.
I mean, it sounds great. I don't see how this could be terrible.
But he's the one who's created the basic rules of flat hand wrestling. And it was different than other strongman or catch as catch can wrestling contests.
What? Catch as catch can?
Catch as catch can. It's all hyphenated too.
Wow, that's nice.
That were popular at fairs because the strongman style allowed striking with clenched fists.
With the punching?
Yeah, it was just fights. It was just basically just fights.
That's just a fancy way of saying punching. All right, cool.
His rules did not allow punching and limited holds used only to physically hurt an opponent.
Poles?
Limited holds.
Oh, okay. I thought you said it was smacking him with poles.
No, no. Did not allow punching and limited the holds used only to those that wouldn't actually hurt an opponent. So you couldn't like wrench their arms or anything like that.
Well, that seems nice. It's like no full Nelson.
One rule attributed exuberant is the most well-known rule in Greco-Roman. That rule is that only allowing holds above the waist.
So no legs?
No legs. You can't use your legs. You can't grab the legs. Greco-Roman is all upper body, nothing below the waist. Whereas freestyle allows below the waist holds in the use of legs for like tripping or grabbing.
Tripping?
Yeah. The push-pull and you just do it an ankle trip and push them over.
Okay, so, I gotcha.
Usually doesn't work, but yeah.
All right. Well, that seems arbitrary, but okay.
That comes in later when we talk about the differences between Greco-Roman freestyle. That's the basic difference.
Gotcha. Okay.
During this time in Europe, there was a sports trend returning to the classic. The classic? I meant classic.
The classic?
The classic. It's classic because it was going to the ancient values of Greece and Rome.
Rome! He said the thing! Finally!
Which helped to popularize the style of wrestling that then, because of its growth in Greece and Rome, to be called Greco-Roman or classic style wrestling.
Wait, because if it's popular in Greece or Rome?
Greece and Rome. Greece, Greco, Rome, Roman.
Okay, yeah. I often forget that. For some reason, it's like, you know, they call Greece the cradle of civilization, but then the Roman Empire came along. For some reason, I thought that, like, Greece was just, like, paused during all the Roman times, and, like, Greece wasn't a thing for there, and then Greece came back.
It just vanished to a different dimension.
Yeah, for some reason in my head, because that's how it's taught in history, is like, and this is when the Greeks were doing their thing, and now the Romans, and so when you go, and now this, everything else before that is just all over the place.
The rest of the world ceases to exist.
Yeah, exactly.
But Greco-Roman wrestling became an official Olympic sport in 1908 and has been a regular event ever since. Which I think the first Olympics, like modern Olympics, were in 1908. But I might be wrong. Freestyle wrestling, on the other hand, evolved from a style of wrestling known as catch as catch can.
Catch as catch can.
Yeah.
Gotta catch a can with a cat. Can you catch the cat? I like that wrestling.
Cat. Now it's not becoming a word.
Catch as catch can. Cat as can catch the can.
Catch as catch can makes me think of outfielders in baseball. Anyway, my brain is going, I'm losing track of everything in my mind.
Focus. Catch as catch can. Catch a can, yes. Cat.
This was a style of wrestling that focused on grappling, and often wrestlers used dangerous holds to pin their opponents.
Dangerous. Oh.
So like ones that could injure the opponent.
Ah, so however you can catch, you catch that catch.
Yeah.
I get a catch as catch can.
This episode is brought to you by New Balance. You don't have to be an elite athlete when you pound the pavement. Whether you've run 5 marathons or you only run when necessary, whether you're chased by bears, zombies, monsters, the apocalypse is coming. But New Balance will have you covered regardless. Whether you need shoes for comfort, stability, or race day speed, they've got you covered. Because the only right way to run is your way. New Balance. Run your way. Visit newbalance.com/running to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. You know all those subscription websites? They just hide those charges from you. They're hidden and repetitive, and you forget about them.
Oh, I know exactly which websites you're talking about. The ones that you like to go to.
You do? I've literally spent so long digging through my finances.
Rocket Money can help cancel your subscriptions.
You're saying Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings?
Absolutely, yes.
With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for me? Up to 20%?
Maybe. But for our listeners, definitely yes. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/sportsteam. That's rocketmoney.com/sportsteam. That's rocketmoney.com/sportsteam.
So in the early 1900s, new rules and regulations were added to ban those dangerous moves, and the style of wrestling became known as freestyle. It was first featured in somewhat disastrous 1904 Olympic Games.
Disastrous?
The 1904 Olympic Games were pretty disastrous.
What happened?
I forget.
I feel like I should know about that if it was particularly disastrous.
There were a lot of near fatalities at the 1904 Olympic Games and some fatalities. More rat poison was involved. Rat poison?
Rat poison?
An overwhelming disaster of the 1904 St. Louis Olympics, or how to win a gold medal through ingesting rat poison, stealing fruit, and outright cheating.
Wait, pause. We will dedicate an episode to covering the disaster of the 1904 Olympics and a future episode. Let's not spoil this because that's something that I want to explore fully.
Yes, yes.
So you get a little teaser. There's rat poison involved somehow.
Somehow. Freestyle wrestling didn't become a permanent Olympic sport until the 1920 Olympics. But both Greco-Roman and freestyle have remained as Olympic sports and international tournaments and championships across the globe ever since its adoption back in the early days.
Great.
That's the history. Now it's time to wrestle, Mark.
Okay, now listen, there's weight classes. So if baby Mark is coming in here, can only wrestle against other babies. And baby Mark has been training in a whole bunch of different sports that were not meant for babies and infants. So I think this one actually.
Angsty teen Mark.
Ah, oh, God damn it. What? What do you want?
This is when you were wrestling.
I don't know what did I sound like when I was a teen? Oh gosh. Oh no.
You were pretty quiet most of the time.
Oh gosh.
I'm going to go home and play WoW.
WoW wasn't out then yet. Came out like my junior year, I think. When did it come out?
WoW's early days.
Oh, wait, no. 2004. November 2004. We graduated 2007.
So sophomore year.
So it's like, yeah, end of sophomore year. But I didn't get into it right away. I think I guess started like towards the end. So yeah, kind of summer of junior after sophomore year. Yeah.
Well, before you step into the ring, you got to know rules. You got to know moves and how the scoring works so that you can.
Oh, I heard everything you said. I put him on the ground with strength and technique and vim.
Well, the rules are created by the governing body for wrestling. It's called United World Wrestling, or UWW. Which sounds like a professional wrestling group, but it's not. It's a real wrestling group.
Wait, what?
It's fine. It's fine. The rules for Greco-Roman and freestyle are nearly identical. Like I said, freestyle just allows you to attack below the waist, both by using your legs or basically like we used to do, shooting for the legs, the takedown where you'd go for their legs and grab them. Whereas Greco-Roman is entirely upper body.
That's interesting. So great. Greco-Roman is the Olympic one, right?
Both are Olympic ones. They're two different styles.
Huh.
So Greco-Roman, you have to stay in contact with your opponent throughout the entire course of a throw, and you start the match in contact with the opponent. When you throw an opponent, you have to maintain contact with them and control. If I do like an over-under, so like a hook, and I throw them, I have to keep my hands on them. Whereas freestyle, you can launch them and let go.
You throw them across the room.
Ah, yeah.
Kind of like suitcase. I'm like, get out of here. Yeah. See, it's so funny because I don't remember the specifics of any of these rules. So I have no idea. I didn't have any idea that was a thing. You have to maintain contact with them. Why? Mm-hmm. Why is that? What is the reason?
It's a safety thing. And Greco-Roman, it's because everything is above the waist. It's so that you can't just like slam them into the mat, like throw them straight down into the mat.
Oh, okay. All right. But you could if you maintain contact with them, if you were just like,
yeah, like suplex when you like go over the back and slam them this way.
Uh-huh.
That you have to maintain contact throughout all the way to the ground. You cannot let go at all. So Greco-Roman, you basically have to stay in contact with your opponent the entire time.
Okay. All right. And what happens if you don't?
It's a like a penalty.
Do you blow up?
You explode.
Oh, okay. Right on the spot. That hurts your opponent too. So yeah, better not do it. That's how you keep each other accountable.
It's like in Lethal Company when you're haunted, that type of explosion.
It's never happened to me, so I have no idea.
Oh, I guess we'll have to play Lethal Company then so that you
all
can
right,
witness
fair
it.
Enough.
But the rules say athletes cannot choke, twist arms, strike, use an elbow or knee, headbutt, pull hair, bite, or drive their opponent's head into the ground.
Uh-huh.
And then any holds that pose a danger to the head, neck, or back are also not allowed. You win by scoring points. You can score points by doing reversals, which is switching from a defensive position to an offensive position, basically gaining control. It's reversal like in folk style. That's when you'd start down and you'd flip and then take control and you'd be on top.
All right, so Angsty Teen Mark is going into his first match.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, no.
Well, you got to establish your weight class. Greco-Roman weight classes are universal. 60 kilograms, 67 kilograms, 77 kilograms, 87 kilograms, 97 kilograms, and 130 kilograms. I believe you would probably be, based on what I remember, probably like 67 kilograms might be your weight class.
Oh, yeah, 67 probably.
If you're doing freestyle, you'd be in the 65 kilogram category for men's freestyle.
Oh, gee.
And there are different weight classes for men's and women's. So the day before your match, you got your weigh-ins. Everybody's watching you. You're naked. You got 30 minutes to make weight.
What do you mean 30 minutes? You're on the scale for 30 minutes? Why are you naked on a scale for 30 minutes?
Basically, if you're a little bit overweight, you have 30 minutes to try and make sure that your weight is there.
Really?
You can get on the scale as many times as you want during the 30 minute time. During the weigh-in, after the wrestler makes weight, you then draw a random number. And this will determine who you're wrestling against.
See, this, I feel like this whole thing, same with boxing. I've always felt like this style of checking does nothing but encourage unhealthy behaviors.
When we were wrestling in high school, we were during the unhealthy time where they didn't check your hydration levels and stuff like that. Nowadays, they check all of that. So if you weigh in and you're under hydration or there's other issues that are going on, you're disqualified.
Honestly, good. Yeah.
So you can't just cut water weight and dehydrate the hell out of yourself.
It makes so much more sense because in boxing, it's like, yeah, the super high rehydration stuff is, it should be you're walking into the ring, step on a scale, and boom, you're there. That way you make sure you're going to be there and you make sure that you're going to be there or in the dressing room beforehand. So you have like, maybe then you have 30 minutes to just like, I don't know, take a piss, drop a deuce, you know, because then it should be right before the match because then there's not all this crazy like, oh, I got to cut water weight, got to cut 10 pounds of water weight. That's just like dumb. It's not the weight class if that's what it is. Anyway, that's a whole nother spiel. Anyway,
oh, I didn't cut properly, coach.
Well, then you're wrestling up a weight class.
Okay.
You got to have your wrestling singlet. It's smooth, tight-fitting fabric that's representative of your colors for your team or your country that you're representative at the time. Because you don't want people to be able to grab at your clothing.
Oh.
So it's skin tight. It's spandex.
Great.
And then you got your wrestling shoes, which are made to be slippy on the outside, but on the bottom, real grippy for the mat. That way, when you sprawl to try and defend, you slide instead of getting stuck and gripping and then hurting your knees or other things.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And then you tape down your laces to prevent your shoes from being untied. Starting the bout, take place on the mat. Center of the mat assigned to you. And there's a referee in the middle. He's going to check you and make sure your nails are clipped, to make sure you don't have any weapons on you, to make sure...
He's going to take my bazooka out of my pants.
What?
I stuffed a bazooka down my singlet.
They'd probably notice that.
Oh, would they? It's a very stealthy bazooka. There's a TikTok I remember where this guy's just like face of the camera. He's like, as you probably can't see, somewhere on my person, he turns around. I've hidden a smoke grenade. And just out the back of his ass is just like this bulbous extension. It's very form-fitting. This is very funny. Yeah.
But yeah, they'll check you so that you're not greasy, you're not sticky, you know, verify your hands are bare, all that stuff. You'll greet your opponent, you'll shake their hands. Hi, nice to meet you. Good to see you.
Hi.
If it's a freestyle match, you'll start in the neutral position, which is standing, facing each other, not touching. You'll be in a slight crouch. You want to be athletic, depending on your wrestler's preference. You could stand straight up and be a, you know.
They couldn't stop me if I did that.
T-pose.
Just T-pose to intimidate your opponent. Yeah, try it. I have no openings.
But keeping your head up and your hands in front of you is huge when the match starts, just to defend yourself and keep the opponent away. In Greco-Roman, you start in the neutral position facing each other. However, instead of crouching, you'll want to be standing pretty upright with your hands slightly in front of you so you can grab your opponent quickly as the match starts. There's no need to crouch or defend your legs because there's no attacking of them. So it's all about being ready to grab and take control and throw them. And then the referee blows the whistle and you're in. It's an Olympic style bout. You got the first period lasting 2 minutes and there'll be 30 seconds between periods. There's three periods. You got to try and
Jesus Christ.
You got to try and take him to the ground, pin him, score as many points as you can and not let them score points by throwing you, twisting you, holding you.
I remember my very first match of wrestling, and it was something where, you know, I was so young that I didn't really know what was going on. You know, I'm there. Oh, this is like before puberty, so I didn't have any muscle or anything like that. I was just like, whoa. And then I shook hands, and then the whistle blew, and boom, I was pinned. I don't remember a thing in between those moments. It was whistle, bam, and I think everyone also was just like, ooh. Like, I either did the thing that you see people do sometimes where they horribly maim themselves, where they, like, try to do a sick move. I think I just fell backwards. I must have, because that's all I can think what happened is, like, we went there, the other guy came at me, and I just went, ah! And then fell right on my back.
I remember my first wrestling tournament, because it was me and my brother, and we were really little, because I started, like, what, like a year or two before you did?
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
It was just this, it was a takedown tournament. And so there wasn't anything about pinning anybody. And so we did that tournament. And my brother and I both got first place in our weight classes. We basically played backyard football since we were really little kids. So we knew how to tackle people. And that's basically all takedown is. Mm-hmm. But then we had another tournament that was the official tournament. And I knew to do stuff afterwards, but my brother kept just taking him down and letting him get back up and kept doing it again, thinking it was a takedown tournament.
Ah, oops. Whoopsie.
He won most of the time, but the coach was just yelling at him. And then he's like, I mean, he's winning. I can't.
Yeah, I guess if you're winning, I'm not really going to help you win more.
But it was funny because the official even looked at him like 2 points, 1 point, 2 points, 1 point. Because in folk style, it's 2 points for a takedown, 1 point for escaping. But you're in the ring, Mark. Taking you back. You're the angsty teen.
God, no.
You're in the approved mat that is 12 meters by 12 meters. It's 39 feet by 39 feet.
Not here again.
Circular area in the middle measures 9 meters in diameter. And the mat has a foam core, which is 2 to 3 inches thick. You got your protection area, which is the board and the outside. So if you go outside of that, it's out of bounds and they reset. There's other zones, but I'm not even going to get into that.
Yeah, don't even worry about it. It's a primer.
And then the corners are where your coaches are. So like in between breaks, that's when you can go and talk to your coach. Once the match begins, you got to use those holds, man. You're going for gold. It's a Greco-Roman match. You got to make sure you keep control of them when you're throwing them, Mark.
Yeah, me throwing them. Yeah, I threw a lot of people.
Or maybe you just try and break their hold when they're throwing you, so then they don't get the points.
Yeah, pretty much. That's all I ever did was just, I never really was able to attack. All I was, my entire strategy was to defense and hope they wear down.
You had neck bridge reversals pretty good. You would flip everybody over.
Like I said, yeah, just like my neck was very strong back then. And back when I was more flexible, I was able to do some more things. Now, as I'm older, my neck hurts really bad every day. So I don't know if doing those many neck bridges was a good idea. I'm pretty sure that messed me up.
But if you're doing Greco-Roman and you're not attacking, Mark, they might give your opponent the choice of continuing, giving them positions starting with the parterre position.
The parted hair?
Parterre. P-A-R-T-E-R-R-E. They're two separate words.
The parterre. You got your parterre.
In which the passive wrestler, which would be you, lies down in the center of the ring with his stomach and his arms, feet outstretched while touching the mat. You're basically T-posing with legs spread.
More T-posing. Yeah, try me. You'll never get past.
The active wrestler can take position on either side and put his opponent in a hold, giving them a favorable position to score more points. So basically, if you're not aggressive, you get put at a disadvantage.
Good. Honestly, it'd be too easy otherwise.
The most spectacular move in Greco-Roman is called the Grand Amplitude Throw.
What? That sounds like a professional wrestling move if I ever heard one.
Grand Amplitude Throw. It's a high sweeping action that exposes the opponent's back to the mat, putting them in what is known as the danger position.
The danger position. You better watch out. I'll put you in the danger position.
So in Greco-Roman and freestyle, you can score points by basically just having their shoulder blades above the mat. So if I pick you up and I hold you like over my shoulder and your shoulder blades are facing the mat, that's called the danger position. It puts you in points.
Oh, that's fascinating. I'm going to do it. No, don't.
And then if I'm able to pin both your shoulder blades actually onto the mat, it's instantly over and I would win the match, both in freestyle and Greco-Roman. That's called the pin, like in folkstyle. You earn points basically if any move is executed perfectly. Any illegal holds or passiveness could give your opponent points as well. So if you do something illegal or you're just stalling, they'll award your opponent points. The match will continue through three periods that are 2 minutes each, unless you or your opponent is pinned, or if one of you is 8 or 10 points ahead of the other. That's a tech fall in Greco-Roman and freestyle. I believe the 8 points is Greco-Roman and 10 points is freestyle. Yeah, 10 points in freestyle, 8 in Greco-Roman, and then auto win by that. 3 cautions during a match. If you get 3 cautions during a match, whether you're doing an illegal throw, you're stalling, stuff like that, you'll be disqualified and automatically the other person will win. This is also used if you happen to end in a tie, like both of you scored the same amount of points. Mm-hmm. This determines who actually wins, who had the least amount of cautions. But basically, a single move in either of these things, either of these styles, can score between 1 to 5 points. Which the high point scoring ones are usually the danger positions, which is the throws and basically back exposure to the mat. So like if I threw you really far, even if your back didn't get exposed, it could still be like a 3 point.
Even if I did a sick flip on the way over?
I mean, if you escaped my grasp, that gives you 1 point.
Technically, I escaped your grasp because you threw me. But if I make it look like I wanted you to do it, do I get the point?
If you are somehow able to front flip as I throw you backwards and basically 69 flop on top of me, I think you get an auto win.
I think I've seen that move in professional wrestling. I do believe I've seen that before. It's very cool.
So the fascinating thing is a lot of professional wrestlers actually did wrestle and do a lot of like Greco-Roman and freestyle type wrestling before they got into it. Brock Lesnar, for example, was a massive Olympic champion before he went into sports entertainment, WWE style wrestling.
That makes sense because it's probably not a lot of money in the Olympics. I know that that's actually just like a big money sink for most people, and they hope that they get enough recognition from it to carry on their career beyond it.
It's usually from sponsorships and other stuff where they make the money. And then I know when you win a gold medal, you have to pay taxes on the gold of the actual medal. It counts as a profit thing.
Ugh.
But that's basically wrestling. It's throws, it's twists. There's like spin moves, like in freestyle. If one person is down, you can lock your hands around their waist and do a roll. Mm-hmm. Or you do that on their head, but you arch your back to where you are in control and you roll across your neck and expose their back to the mat. That's worth points. So that's the whole idea, is trying to have their back face the mat. You score points that way. It's really fascinating, having done folk style most of our life, and then I did the one summer doing Greco-Roman and freestyle. Greco-Roman was the hardest because getting past the instinct of like, oh, I just want to take them down. Why don't I just tackle their legs?
Yeah, go for their leg. Look at those tasty, juicy hams, just all exposed like that.
Oh, but the suplex, like, yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff with it. But with the Olympics coming up, you can watch this fantastic style of wrestling. And Mark, if you're ever open to it, we could cautiously attempt to wrestle again.
Dude, I'm so old. Like, I feel older every day. My back can't take it. I'll cheer you on. I'll be your coach.
Who am I going to go against?
I don't know, man. Maybe Logan Paul will get him in.
No! He'll destroy me.
That's all right. He's a professional wrestler now.
It's true. It's true. He was a state champion wrestler in high school, too.
And Ohio is pretty competitive in that, from what I've heard.
It is. Ohio State also is one of the top in the Big Ten. Iowa, a lot of the Dakotas, like the Midwest generally.
A lot of the Dakotas? How many Dakotas are there? Are they spreading?
The two Dakotas, North and South Dakota. But the Midwest seems to be like the place for where a lot of wrestlers come out of in the U.S. And I think it's just because there's not much else to do.
Yeah. Just Dakota-ing it up, you know?
And when it gets cold, it's an indoor sport that, you know, shows your pure strength and athletic prowess against an individual. It's a true test of might against one other person. That's wrestling.
Sounds good. That sounds fairly comprehensive. I dare someone to question any of that knowledge. I dare you.
I'll wrestle you.
If you wanna criticize in any way, you gotta wrestle Tyler.
You have to be at my weight class.
Or under. Anyway, thank you very much for the comprehensive review of wrestling. If you want to find out more about wrestling, if you're in school, it probably has that.
You can also go to the website of the World Wrestling. What's the name of the organization? The United World Wrestling.
You talking about the WWE?
No!
I think you are.
But you can check them out. You can also watch the Olympics that are coming up this year and enjoy the wrestling that takes place then.
That's true.
If you want to support this podcast, listen to it. Watch it.
Yeah, that thing you're already doing, do it more.
Do it more. Double listen, triple listen, share it with a friend. Actually, that more than anything, sharing it with somebody is huge. Mm. But I did want to address the merch store being down.
Yes.
Due to unfortunate circumstances with things outside of our control, the merch company has unfortunately gone under due to a debt collection.
Man, you make it sound so professional. Shit went down. It blew up.
It blew up.
It blew up. It ain't no more.
The circumstances unfortunately make it so that we don't have control to be able to fulfill orders if you haven't already received them.
Yeah, it's a complex situation that we don't know the full details of. As far as I know, it was a situation where they had a loan with a bank, and then the bank was like, you need to pay back in 30 days. And then when they couldn't do that, they seized all their assets, and their assets included our merch. So I think the bank is about to have a lot of very angry people because, yeah, it's a big complex situation where because they were doing merch for a whole bunch of people, like a bunch of different people.
I know Ninja Sex Party announced because they worked with them.
It was hundreds of people. So I imagine this bank didn't know exactly what they were doing when they basically seized all of their assets because those assets aren't owned by SCP. It's a bunch of people's stuff that they're running an operation for. So I would be less mad at SCP. Like, I don't know the business decisions going behind it. But yeah, this bank, whoever it is, the lawyers will find out. But actionable steps. You have a plan for that, right? Yeah. You have some guidance.
Yeah, I have some guidance for you guys as this process is going and taking place. If you've ordered something and not received the items, unfortunately, because of this situation, nothing is going to be sent out. You need to contest the charges if you used your credit card or however you used to pay and you have not received your items or have not gotten a shipping notice that it's on the way. But if you do not receive the items you have ordered from the GMFST store, contest those charges because it's very likely that outside of our control, you will never get those items. So making sure that you protect yourself and make sure you're not paying for something you're not getting is a huge step in the right direction to make sure that you are taken care of. We will let you know as soon as the store is back up, but it's very likely we will not be able to get the information that is needed to be able to fulfill those past orders.
Yeah, even the like access to the database is unavailable. Like it's everything was shut down. Just literally bank swoop in. Everyone's fired. Give us all your shit.
Yeah. And we found out like, what, 3 days before the full acquisition of like the warehouse.
Yeah. And it's and by the time you're seeing this, it's a little behind the times just because of when we record these things. But yeah, we might put this message in another one, I guess.
Yeah, I'll put it on the I'll probably have it on the Reddit. You'll probably have seen it at this point. But yeah, make sure and contest your charge if you have not received the items so that you aren't paying for something you're not going to get. Yeah, we'll see you next week. Happy New Year. Have a good one. Hope you had a fantastic holiday season, and we'll see you in the next video.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye.